भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 9 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड The Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. Visvasya visva bhavana sthiti samyamaya. Svairam grihita purusakti gunaya bhumne. Swastaya sasvad. उपब्रमित पूर्ण बोधा व्यापादितात्म तमसे हरये नमस्ते विश्वस्य विश्वभावन स्थिति संयमाया स्वैरं गृहीत पुरुषक्ति गुणाय भूम्ने स्वस्ताय सस्वत उपब्रमीत पूर्णबोधा व्यपदितात्म तमसे हरये नमस्ते माता जी Mataji's, please. Visvaya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is actually the entire universe. Visva, of the universe. Bhavana, creation. Stiti, maintenance. Samyamaya, and annihilation. Swairam, fully independent. Grihita, taking in hand. Puru, completely. Sakti Gunaya, controlling the three modes of material nature. Bhumne, the supreme great. Swastaya, who is always situated in his original form. Sasvat, eternally. Upabhrimita, achieved. Purna, complete. Bodha, knowledge. Vyapadita, completely vanquished. Atma tamase, the illusory energy of your lordship. Haraye, unto the Supreme Lord. Namate, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, my Lord, you are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position. For your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. O my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 2.1.1.7, it is said, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Kara Alas Iha Haite Krishna Lages Sudrida Manas. Anyone trying to become fully Krishna conscious must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. Here Aditi hints at these glories. The universe is nothing but the external potency of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatam idam sarvam. Whatever we see in this universe is but an expansion of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as the sunshine and heat all over the universe are expansions of the sun. When one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surpasses the influence of illusory energy, for the Supreme Lord, being fully wise and being situated in the heart of everyone, especially in the heart of the devotee, gives one intelligence by which one is sure never to fall into illusion. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilita Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desharine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So Prabhupada, in his purport, he's saying basically two things, that we should try to understand Krishna if we want to get out of Maya, or if you're advanced enough, not fall back into Maya. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that we should try to understand Krishna as far as possible. Because as we can see, we can understand that it's not possible to fully understand Krishna. Not even the parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya, even they couldn't understand Krishna. Like there was this pastime where after a Ekadasi fast, Nanda Maharaj went to bathe in the Yamuna, but it was a little too early. He bathed, it's explained in the Krishna book, that he bathed in the Rakshasa hour. It was not very auspicious. So the agents, the servants of Varuna, they actually arrested him and took him to the Varuna's, you know, court. And the friends of Nanda Maharaj actually called out for Krishna's help. This natural devotion in Vrindavan, anything happens, they only know Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram actually went to the planet of Varuna, deep within the waters. And then when Varuna saw Krishna Balaram, when Varuna saw Krishna, Varuna actually received him and worshipped him and showed him all kinds of respect. And he apologized. And he spoke so much glorification of Krishna. Varuna was saying to Krishna, just by seeing you, you know, what a good fortune, I won't have to take another material birth. So on and so forth, and then he released Nanda Maharaj, and when Nanda Maharaj actually came out, Nanda Maharaj was wondering, you know, this is just my little son who came to help me, but such a great person like Varuna, why is he showing so much respect to Krishna? He couldn't understand. And he was actually discussing, Nanda Maharaj was actually discussing with his friends, you know, about Krishna's amazing activities. And they all started discussing, Nanda Maharaj and his friends started discussing, you know, who must be, you know, Krishna? We can't understand. Who is this Krishna? You know, sometimes like when we're distributing books, people ask, you know, like, who is this Krishna? Such an amazing question to ask. It's like perfection, at least beginning of perfection of human life, to ask this question. Even the Brajavasis, eternal associates of Krishna, they can understand. They're asking this question. Who is this Krishna? So they're discussing, maybe he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he may be able to give us liberation and maybe like give us entrance into the spiritual world and so on and so forth. So Krishna can understand their minds. So Krishna actually gave them the darshan for Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd friends of Nanda Maharaj, the darshan of the spiritual world, right there in the waters of Yamuna. And when they saw the spiritual world, the acharyas explained, the Brajabasis, they were saying, you know, Krishna is giving us darshan of the spiritual world. It just looks like our village. Looks just like Gokul Vrindavan. There's no difference. There is like cows and, you know, Govardhan Hill and there's Yamuna and so on and so forth. It's like the vision of the spiritual world. So it is true actually, Vrindavan in this world is not different from the Vrindavan in the spiritual world. So Prabhupada is saying that it's not fully possible to understand Krishna or the spiritual world in our conditioned state, but we have to try as far as possible. It takes an effort. That's why Prabhupada, even before he completed Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, he actually gave us the Krishna book. Because Prabhupada was not sure his health and his age will allow him to be around to complete all the books and then give the Krishna book. But the Krishna book is so valuable that Prabhupada wanted to make sure, like, you know, he gives us this Krishna book first. And the Krishna book gives us this real clear understanding of Krishna's position and the activities of the spiritual world. That's what we are actually looking for. That's what our heart is searching for. Any other experience won't even come close. So Prabhupada gave us these books and he actually said that if we don't read his books, then we will simply eat, sleep and fall down. Prabhupada predicted that. So this process actually takes some effort from our side. Because we have been given so much, but if we don't take advantage of it, and then, you know, it's our fault. And as we know, the process is made very easy, chanting Hare Krishna. And while we're chanting Hare Krishna, if we follow the regulative principles of freedom, as Krishna calls it, and chant Hare Krishna, then we will experience the spiritual progress very fast. And also the 10 offenses to be avoided every initiation, we hear this. And the last offense is to be inattentive while chanting. And Bhaktivinoda Thakura actually explains that this offense of being inattentive while chanting, that's actually the cause of all other offenses. This inattentive chanting actually leaves the door wide open for all anarthas to come in. It's actually explained that, you know, of all the 8,400,000 species, you know, the human form, the body is compared to a cage and soul is compared to a bird, and only in human form the cage is wide open. So when things are wide open, then, you know, we have to be careful. Either we can fly out of the cage or we can let like Maya come in. So this inattentive chanting can leave us wide open for all kinds of anarthas to come in. It's like leaving the door open, like one Mataji was writing in Facebook how she forgot to lock the door and went to sleep. In the morning she woke up and she was doing all kinds of things, like early morning chanting and preparing breakfast and all these things. After hours later she saw like somebody was like covered in her chadar and sleeping in her couch. And then she called the police. It happened to be a homeless guy who, you know, was very cold. So he just walked in and took rest. So it's like, you know, it's like a nice example of how, you know, if we're not careful, then Maya walks right in. So the essence, like Prabhupada is saying, that, you know, we should try to understand Krishna. That will protect us. Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan, chanting the names of Krishna and hearing about Krishna, will actually help us. That's the solution. That's the medicine. And the payoff, so to speak, is so great, understanding Krishna, that Prahlad Maharaj says that we should start when we're like 5 years old. Komaram acharit pragya dharmam bhagavata niha durlabha manusha janma tadapi adruva martadam. Prahlad Maharaj says that this is the only business of a human being, to try to understand Krishna. And that's why, like, you know, when we are like young, when we are a child, it's easy to understand things. They say it's like a wet cement. Whatever you put in the wet cement, that impression stays. Like that, when we start young, then it's easier as we are older, we develop all kinds of bad habits and it's hard to get out. And Prabhupada also explains how, unfortunately, when we are an illusion, we actually don't have interest, much interest or taste to understanding higher spiritual subjects. This is the problem. We are in this world of Maya, and even though there's so much information available about Krishna, but we don't have the interest because illusion is so thick. It's like that time when Indra was cursed to become a pig. And you know, king of heaven, he became a pig. And then Brahma came to him and said, like, you know, it's very sad to see you like this, you know, come on, let's go back. But Indra was happy. He said, what do you mean? What about my duty? What about my dharma? I have wife pig, I have piglets, they're so cute, and you know, what will they do without me, you know? How can you ask me to give up my dharma, like pig dharma, eating stool, and come back to the heaven? Sounds horrible. So Brahma was shaking his head, you know, think like, how powerful is this illusory energy of Krishna? That we are so comfortable here, and we don't want to hear anything about like another world experience. We're so attached and we're so absorbed right here, right now, that we are even afraid to hear about another world experience. It's like Prabhupada tells a joke of this Christian preacher that went to a coal mine, and he was preaching like everybody surrendered to Jesus Christ, and they thought is one of the workers, like coal miners or something, Jesus Christ. So they asked him, they asked the preacher for the tag number. So what's the tag, what's the ID number of this Jesus Christ? The preacher said, no, it's not a coal miner, he's, you know, son of God, he's the savior. And they're like, didn't care much. And the preacher said, if you don't understand Jesus Christ, you will go to hell. And one of them asked, what is hell? They said, it'll be dark, it'll be damp, it'll be humid, it'll be hot, and like no fresh air and this and that. And they looked around and they saw the coal mine was just like what the preacher is describing. I said, so what, you know, we're already here. And then the preacher, being so smart, he said, oh, in hell there'll be no newspapers. And then the coal miner said, oh, how horrible. So he was very smart to get them interested. So usually speaking, we don't have taste, we don't have interest for higher spiritual subjects due to our many, many millions of lives of conditioning. But the point is, human form of life is meant for this. Even though we're fallen and we don't have taste, we have to somehow try, keep trying every day. That's the sign of sincerity. You don't give up. You keep trying. And in the Bhagavad Gita, actually, Krishna makes so many conditions. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata. Krishna says, out of thousands among men, one will search for, you know, something different. And then out of them, one will know me in truth. And then Krishna also says that, you know, esham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavata. Krishna says, you must be finished with all sinful activities, free from illusion, and in that way you can engage in my service with determination. He also says at the end, like sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam raja. Krishna says, abandon everything that you think is right and wrong, all this made up, concocted religions, and surrender unto me. So Krishna is actually making so many conditions in the Bhagavad Gita. Ordinarily speaking, we are not even qualified to read or understand the Bhagavad Gita. It's like, even though it's an introductory book, it's still, you know, very high for us. But Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world is actually giving us access to understand Krishna. Otherwise, an ordinary soul, ordinary bewildered conditioned soul cannot understand or have the qualification to approach Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us, that's why like this famous prayer is there, Namo Maha Vadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha. That even ordinarily speaking, we cannot even understand Krishna, what to speak of loving Krishna. If you don't even know someone, how can you love someone? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that Krishna Prema even to the most, you know, uninterested personalities. There's this beautiful song. It says, Enechi Aushadi Maya Nasi Varalagi Harinama Maha Mantra Lavatumu Magi. It's explained how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, you know, for how long you're going to sleep in the lap of Maya. Wake up and take this medicine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Physician, is come with this medicine of Harinam. And he's saying, if you take this medicine, then you can become free from this illusion, free from Maya. Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, wake up, sleeping souls, and take this medicine. So this process of approaching Krishna is actually made very easy. Just by chanting Hare Krishna without offenses. Chanting, while we're chanting, if we can chant as much as possible with attention, and chant without offenses, then we'll see how, you know, we make progress in spiritual life. And as explained, of all the offenses, the worst offense is to speak bad about devotees. That's actually the worst offense, hati mata. Like an elephant, it can trample like a little creeper. Similarly, our bhakti, our spiritual life, our devotional life is compared to this tender creeper. But if we let these offenses, mad elephant offense, to come in, then it'll destroy the creeper. And also the goal of spiritual life is to develop like love, loving dealings and love and trust among devotees. Because we definitely need each other, we definitely need the guidance of other devotees. Otherwise we are finished. It's no question if maybe we will be. Without the help and mercy and love of other devotees, we are nothing. But if we are speaking bad about other devotees, and then the devotees find out what we're saying about them, you know, it'll be very hard to develop love and trust after that kind of exchanges. So we have to be very conscious of these tendencies and try to tolerate them. We have so many desires, so what? We tolerate them. We have to tolerate them. We can. Like that story in the children's book says how there were four bulls. They were so strong that the lion couldn't come close to them. But then the lion created conspiracy, went to one bull and said, did you hear what the others are saying about you? Went to the other bull and said, did you hear these guys, what they said about you? So they became so upset with each other, they wouldn't like graze anymore nearby. So he ate them one by one. So this is a technique. So if we can avoid this and chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna will protect us. That's what this verse is saying. Beautiful purport, Prabhupada is saying, When one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surpasses the influence of illusory energy. For the Supreme Lord, being fully wise and being situated in the heart of everyone, especially in the heart of the devotee, gives one intelligence by which one is sure never to fall into illusion. So Krishna's protection is there. Without Krishna's protection, we cannot do anything. It's like one time one devotee said to Prabhupada, like, Prabhupada, you know, sometimes I'm in Maya. And Prabhupada said, you're always in Maya. Sometimes, you know, you come to Krishna. Sometimes you remember Krishna. There was another time, one hippie actually said to Prabhupada, you know, you're just chanting Hare Krishna. You know, you guys are not very practical, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to help people. I'm going to really help people. And Prabhupada said, what can you help? You can't even take a shower. So how are you going to help people? So there are many times, like, you know, people would present like, you know, they're above all this, but Prabhupada would remind us of our real position, that, you know, we are small, infinitesimal spark of Krishna, which means we can be overwhelmed by his energies at any time, especially his Maya energy. So we have to read Krishna's pastimes and understand his glories. Otherwise, very dangerous. It's like Yadubar Prabhu, when he was a bhakta, when he was just a filmmaker, was not a devotee at that time. And he actually flew to India to make a report on the Hare Krishna movement, you know, the Westerners in India and so on and so forth. So he went to Gujarat, and the Yadubar Prabhu was actually staying with Prabhupada and devotees and going to programs and so on and so forth. But he was wearing, like, you know, regular clothes and hair and like this. So Prabhupada one day called him and asked him, like, you know, are you going to become a devotee? And then Yadubar Prabhu didn't know what to say. He said, no, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, if you're not going to become a devotee, you cannot stay. And Yadubar Prabhu thought Prabhupada is kicking him out from the party, you know, like leave or something. But nobody said anything to him. But later on he realized Prabhupada meant in long term. If you don't become a devotee, we cannot stay. It's as simple as that. We can't fake it. You can come and dress and this and that, but to stay year after year, day after day, there has to be some substance, otherwise we cannot stay. Same thing Prabhupada told to this lady, Miss Mexico. I think Solanus Hridayananda Maharaj brought her to meet Prabhupada, and she heard the lecture and so on and so forth. And then at the end, just being polite, she said, you know, oh, nice to meet you all, I'll be back. And Prabhupada asked her, why will you be back? And she was shocked. Like, you know, she was just being polite, and Prabhupada was like, why would you want to come back? And she didn't know what to say. And Prabhupada asked her, have you read any of our books? She said, no. Prabhupada asked her again, why would you want to come back? So it's not just like, you know, a cheap thing to come back to Krishna, to stay in Krishna consciousness. We have to have the knowledge, we have to have the taste, we have to make an attempt, we have to try. Otherwise we will be swept away. Maya is like powerful, very powerful. I saw this video clip, I don't know where it is, somewhere in Europe. There's this ocean, and in the shore there's like a cliff. And the cliff happened to form, looks like a pool, nice pool. And the water is so high, you can jump into the water and climb back in the cliff, jump into the water, climb back into the... There's three strong young men, they were like swimming back and forth, and all of a sudden, the water you know, was so powerful, just like, what do you call it, like retreated? And just like dashed him into the cliff, and one of them just disappeared. And two of them were like exhausted, and they were holding on, they're being like back and forth, you know. It's very intense. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is what like this material world is like. It's a serious thing. It's a serious place. So how are we going to, you know, if we dropped in the middle of the ocean like that, how are we going to, what is the hope? But Prabhupada is saying, by trying as much as possible to become Krishna conscious, we will come under the protection of Krishna. And if Krishna gives us protection, we can perfect our human life by going back to Godhead. And especially by service, you know, love without service is meaningless. So in this month, we can all, in these coming days, we can all serve Krishna. Because Krishna says, Nachatasman Manusheshu, Kaschin me priya krittama. Krishna says there's nobody more dear to him than one who spreads his glories, one who distributes his teachings to others. This is very, very dear to Krishna. And we have this book marathon where we all have this opportunity to do this service, like we have World Enlightenment Day book marathon. This process really works. We have a guest here. Her name is Iru. She's originally from China. She also got a book from me in Halloween. And she read it, like she almost finished Science of Self-Realization. She's starting the Gita. She's telling me she chanted 8 rounds yesterday. So there's so much proof, like all of us are proof that, you know, this book distribution really works. Bhrigupati Prabhu is all excited. I will make the announcement in a minute. So, yeah, we have this opportunity, especially in New Dwaraka Dham. We have this so much facility and resources to go out and distribute and help others without, you know, being in anxiety. So we have to take advantage of this, and then Krishna will give us protection, and then we can overcome Maya. And Bhagavati Prabhu wanted to say that, you know, they're going to be downtown. You can ask him for the street details, but from 10:30 to 3:30 they're going to be downtown distributing books. Maybe longer. So anybody want to join him, you're welcome to join him. You can go right after breakfast with him, or you can take a train and meet him there, and they're distributing Figueroa and 7th. Thank you so much. Any questions or comments? Bali has a question.
Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. I may misquote you on this, but did you say inattentive chanting is a cause of all other offenses to chanting? Mm-hmm. You did. So, okay. So, and since, like, congregational chanting is a yuga dharma, I could only imagine how attentive we should be while in the kirtan. And so, even if, like, the kirtan leader may not be your favorite leader, How could we just be more humble and try to participate with it?
It also takes some kind of advancement. It all comes through advancement. But I was listening, since you bring up the point of kirtan, I was listening, Ayendra Prabhu was saying, if you don't chant 16 rounds nicely, your kirtan will be useless. Because many times, you know, like younger generation, like you, not you, but like you, you know, into kirtan, but then they don't chant japa nicely. But Indra Prabhu was saying, if you don't chant japa nicely, you will not be any potency in the kirtan. But initially we may be like, you know, not on the platform where we're in ecstasy, regardless of whoever chants. But at least we should have this understanding that, you know, it's Yuga Dharma and, you know, the sound vibration is non-different from Krishna and like this, and be humble and tolerant. Then as the years go by, you know, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when he was passing away, there were so many amazing kirtan leaders, but he actually asked one devotee to sing that couldn't even play kartals on time, and he had a horrible voice. Just to make a point that holy name is not a performance, it's, you know, it's not different from Krishna. Archita Prabhu has his hand up. Can you give him the mic?
Thank you. And that was a good question that Bali asked. This is dealt with in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Madhurya Kadamani. And he explains, just like you said, it's about advancement. He said, in the beginning, one's taste comes from having a sweet voice, the kirtan leader, and all the instruments being played properly. But as you progress, even if the person has a horrible voice and the instruments are out of time, you become attached to hearing and chanting Krishna's name. So, yes, advancement is here. But Prabhupada also set the example that when he sent those three couples to London, he trained them personally how to play properly and how to sing different melodies. So that's also important. So both things are there. And not that we should say yes, but, you know, it doesn't matter, therefore I can sing any way I want. No. We should try to do it nicely, but with a devotional attitude, not with the aim of becoming famous pradanga player or famous, you know, singer. Not like that. Prabhupada said when we sing, the public should be not mistake that we are performers, but they should be left with an impression of devotion to Krishna. Mm. And then there's also a quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta where he said, in the beginning, it's very difficult to get into japa. Therefore, it's very important to surrender to the kirtan. If you really surrender to kirtan, you run and dance and chant with all your, you know, enthusiasm, then you can get into your japa better. So Ayendra Prabhu had it right, yes, but some, quite often the surrender to kirtan comes before nice japa, not the other way around. It's very difficult to chant 16 rounds nicely in the beginning. But if you really surrender to the kirtan, and we all experienced that, especially when Prabhupada was present, when we got into the kirtan and jumped up and down and really put our heart into it, then the japa became easier. Because you're learning to surrender to the holy name. But it's not so easy to surrender to japa first and then kirtan. Mm-hmm. Usually it's the other way around.
Thank you. Amala Bhakta Prabhu has it.
Thanks for a very nice class, Prabhuji. In regard to the question that was asked, yes, sometimes the kirtan leader may not be intense or enthusiastic or absorbed or... the voice may not be so beautiful or so mesmerizing. However, we're forgetting one thing, and I think this is really most important, is that what are we chanting? What are we singing? What is this holy name? This name is the most important, the most powerful, the most amazing group of sounds which connect us to the Supreme Lord. So I am reciting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I'm connecting with the Lord. I'm in a sense touching the Lord. I'm associating with the Lord. What a benediction. What a blessing. How great this is that I could, with other devotees, hearing them, that we're all chanting the Lord's name, we're all contacting the Lord, we're all associating with Krishna. Is there any greater blessing than that? So even if the kirtan leader is not so good, the very fact that we can all chant together and we can all make an impact on each other's hearts through this chanting, Whether he's a good singer or not, whether a good drummer or not, whether a good cartel player or not, that's irrelevant, really. It's nice. It's wonderful if you can have that. It aids and abets the whole process. But even if you don't have that, we have the holy name. And we are so fortunate to have been given this that we should, before even beginning the kirtan, think, I have something so marvelous, so amazing, so wonderful to make the kind of progress that I could make. Thank God that I have this holy name. You see, so when one has this appreciation to begin with going into the kirtan, how could he not be intense in his own singing? Because he realizes that he has received a benediction, and having received this benediction, he owes so much to the Lord, to Srila Prabhupada. And how do we express this benediction? By singing our heart out to the greatest extent. Hare Krishna.
Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.